Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We thank you for listening to AFR. And aren't we all looking forward to springtime? I know I am. Ed Battagliano with me. Good morning, Ed, again.
Good morning. I'm not really looking forward to springtime. That means I just have to cut the grass.
Boy, that's it.
More cold weather, please.
Yeah, Ed's dark view of the world right there. Green grass means what? We've got to cut it.
Got to cut it.
Rather it be dead.
That's right.
Walker, good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Tell us what we're doing on the, as Ed would say, that there internet.
Yes, we continue to live stream.
To
live stream on Facebook, Today's Issues on Facebook. Also, the Today's Issues YouTube channel. So if you just go to YouTube and type in Today's Issues Live during the show, you can find the feed there and watch the show on YouTube.
It's our own channel?
Yes, we have our own channel on YouTube.
How much do you have to pay for that?
I'm not sure. I'm sure there's maybe a licensing fee, but very low cost compared to the amount of benefit our listeners get by being able to watch the show.
Check us. So some people watch on Facebook, some people watch on YouTube. Tim Wildman here. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio and this program. Steve Jordahl is with us, a veteran newsman. Hails from California originally, and but has been. You've lived in how many states?
Lived in California, Oregon when I was in seminary, and I was born in Oregon, and then Colorado for 15 years. I think those are the only.
What seminaries in Oregon?
Western Seminary in Portland.
What kind of seminary is that?
It's a conservative Baptist seminary. They,
are you a conservative Baptist?
Well, I was raised in a conservative Baptist church.
Your parents were missionaries, right?
They were. It was conservative. At the time, it was called CBFMS, which is Conservative Baptist.
Where did you go on the mission field?
Madagascar.
How long did you live there?
About 5 years.
He speaks French because of that.
Mais oui. Je parle français.
I can go with you.
Bon, c'est ça, maman.
You're mocking Pink Panther, aren't you?
No, that's not Pink Panther. Kato, you fool. That, my friend, is the Pink Panther.
That's good. That's a good Peter Sellers right there, my friend.
Very good.
Walker, you know what we're talking about?
No idea.
Okay.
Other than Steve doing Mission 1
in Madagascar. You've never heard of the Pink Panther?
Yes,
Clouseau?
The movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but.
Right. Inspector Clouseau?
See, now he's getting defensive now.
Yeah,
because
he
feels.
He's heard of the Pink Panther. Who hadn't been?
He feels excluded.
Does your dog bite?
One of the greatest lines in movie history.
Right.
That is not my dog.
Those were some funny movies. Well, I did get the actors right.
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers,
yeah.
My kids would know, you know, his nemesis within the French police force, the Sûreté, was Chief Inspector Dreyfus, and Clouseau was always making him crazy. And when Clouseau would do something, Dreyfus would do his eye would start to twitch, and he'd go, Clouseau. And every once in a while, my kids would do something, and they'd, you know, when they were growing up, and I would just start doing the eye twitch. I'd go, and they would know they were starting to get on my nerves about something. And
oh, my word. Well, I took a semester. I think it was a semester, maybe two, of French in high school.
You?
So I could hang with you for 28 seconds, something like that.
Well, it's been a while since I've been immersed in it, too. So
I'd like to, at a later date, maybe a missions focus week or something.
Yeah, okay.
Discuss.
He's got some very interesting stories about Madagascar.
I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah.
But
maybe we'll
save that. We'll tease folks. We'll do that in another time. What a great life experience, though.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
Yeah. Madagascar off the coast of Africa?
It is off the southeast coast of Africa. It's the fourth largest island in the world, and nobody knows much about it. They think they're penguins there, but there aren't.
Because of the movie. Because
the
of
the movies, movie. Right.
Now, isn't that, I don't want to get off subject here because we're going to do this first, but isn't that where some of that disease was originating because of their
they
Ebola?
Did.
Ebola?
Yeah, no, it was the latest, what was it called?
I don't know, but it was something to do with their pagan rituals about the dead, wasn't it?
They have extensive pagan rituals.
And it was spreading to the African continent
yeah.
because of flights.
Yeah, no, that's one of the religious services.
The pneumonic plague.
There it is.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they actually dig up their dead, and there's animism and ancestor worship going on in that country. So they dig up their dead and they parade them around the city. If they've been
Did
dead.
Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went to several. They
dig
will
up their dead. You mean like coffins come up out of the ground?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, because of this, a lot of their graveyards are more above ground, like you see in the, I don't know what they're called, but those places where you put
like
in
New Orleans and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, right, right. But they will take them out and they will honor them by having a party, and if they've been dead a while and nobody really remembers them, but this is, you know, somebody's been dead 100 years and they're worshiping him. They just carry around this white bag with bones in it, and they have parades around the city, and a lot like New Orleans. It's amazing.
Huh. Well, I you know, a lot of that, would you consider that satanic?
It's animistic, pagan? So it just certainly is. Yeah, it's pagan. It's pagan, and they kind of mix it sometimes with some Christian influence. So, but obviously, it's not a biblical teaching.
And that's true about the Caribbean basin and some of the South, some of the Central and South American cultures have mixed Catholicism with some of the local.
Right. Right. That's not unusual.
You want to know why a lot of the countries stay in abject poverty?
Yeah,
is because the masses participate in this witchcraft and voodoo, and
it's been passed down for generations and generations. Yeah. They are stuck.
You know.
In it. Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues. We can explore that at another time and more in depth. What's in the news in your stack of stuff there, Steve.
It's continues to be a hard time for Parkland in Florida. They are now burying the people that lost their lives.
How many died?
17 were
14
killed.
14 students and 3 staff members, was it?
I believe that's the case. And one of them, I'll just throw this out, one of them is a junior reserve officer training corps student. His name is Peter Wang, and he is being hailed as one of the heroes of the shooting because he was holding doors and trying to get students into classrooms during the shooting. And he was dressed up in his junior ROTC uniform and was really doing a fine job of putting himself basically between the bullets and the his fellow students, and he was killed. There's a petition circulating right now that they want to have him buried with full military honors. He doesn't deserve it by the rules because he hadn't been through basic, and it's he's not part of the military. But he was aiming that way, and they want to bury him because of that. They want to give him a full military funeral. I don't know if they're going to. But there's a petition going around now.
Yeah.
Who would approve something like that, maybe?
Well, they're petitioning the White House. They're several thousand signatures short before the White House needs to react to it. But it wouldn't be unusual for this White House to go ahead and say, give it the okay. Or the Department of Defense.
I'm sure that some private individuals.
Sure.
Maybe if you don't want to set a precedent of breaking the rules. I know it's a very tragic situation. And a rare exception.
Right, right.
But I'm sure some private funds could come together to put on the funeral.
And it's not that it costs so much, but you do have to, you're supposed to get the military honor guard and the trumpet playing taps.
So you would need approval from the military.
You basically would need approval to have military participate in it.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of the funeral service is having the honor guard there and the taps being played. And my grandfather was a military, and my uncle, and he was in Colorado Springs, a big military town, and he had a full
And I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean, my first reaction is no, because you want to leave that for men and women who have died on the battlefield. But this young man could still be honored with some sort of congressional, medal, as well as some of the teachers.
Right,
who died trying to protect young people? I know that was it the one of the the gym teacher.
Right. Right,
was the, shielding
kind of Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, is it would it be the Congressional Medal of Honor for a non? Is that a civilian?
No, the Congressional Medal of Honor is a military, award.
But there is a civilian honor people, artists,
and people who contribute to
something
the
like that. I think would be appropriate if they like.
And you know, there's been a lot of talk about the shooter being part of this junior ROTC program, and then. There's been talk because the NRA, of course, helps fund the ROTC, and the left is trying to paint it as make that tie to make
the left will always try to worm their way back to the NRA.
What I heard, and I haven't heard a lot of reporting since the first, was that some of the students used junior ROTC funded Kevlar blankets to cover the door. Of one of the classrooms. Yeah. I heard this early on. I haven't heard it since, so it's not confirmed, but there's both sides. And I know, Walker, you have been following this too. There was some missed signals that maybe this could have been averted earlier if the protocol had been followed.
Yeah. Well, what we've discovered over the last week or under a week since this tragedy occurred is that the FBI was warned through their tip line, via their tip line on January 5th of 2018, which is a little over a month ago. And they were warned from someone pretty close, a friend of the murderer, that he had all these weapons, he was making disturbing social media posts, etc. But apparently the tip that was called in to the national tip line, the 800 number of the FBI, apparently that tip was not then transmitted to the field office in Miami so that agents on the ground could investigate. So I'm not one to say that this tragedy could have been prevented because of that single tip, but it might could have. And right. I think it's important, as we're looking back on the process, that the FBI be held accountable for whoever did not transfer that tip from Washington, D.C., to Miami, because this breaks down the confidence in the FBI. And the reason is, why would I want to call in a tip if I'm learning that my tip is not even going anywhere? It's being jotted down who knows where, and no one investigates it. So I think in order for the FBI to restore confidence, they need to answer the question as to why the field office was not notified.
Well, I'm looking at a National Review article on this subject, nationalreview.com. And it's got a number of very, very important things to remember or statistics that I was not aware of. The FBI field office in South Florida has more than 1,000 employees. And the Broward County Sheriff had his department as well had received over the years no fewer than 20 calls related to Nicholas Cruz, the shooter. So there are questions all around in terms of federal and state/local law enforcement as to why this guy had not been targeted by investigations.
And with regard to Walker's comment, I heard over the weekend someone was saying the motto is, if you see something, say something.
Right.
The problem is that if you say something and the FBI doesn't follow through, not only does it erode confidence in the FBI, but it probably puts yourself in danger if that person is dangerous and learns that you have narked on them
said
something about them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's even more dangerous. Well, so they do have to restore confidence.
Yeah, you know, it's these things aren't as easy as the Monday morning quarterbacks want to make them seem like they are. The system, I'm using that broad, the system that we have out there in America, you know, is predicated on the guilty until proven, no, innocent until proven guilty. Almost got it wrong there. That's pretty big wrong. and also, you can't willy-nilly going around arresting folks.
That's true.
And taking them in for what? Because you're acting a little weird today. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna haul you in.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, I mean, I know, Allison, my wife and I were talking about this last night. I'll bet you every school in America has a couple of kids right now that if you were to survey the principal or the teachers or fellow classmates, they would go, wouldn't surprise me if he didn't do something violent one day to hurt people, because he talks crazy or he acts crazy or he says things that are nuts, you know, that, you know, or is whatever. You could probably survey every school in America and they got.
But now this guy, Nicholas Cruz, did say, I'm going to be a school shooter. I mean, on this post to the Mississippi
Bell
Bondsman.
So what do you do with that?
Well, I think since that tip got passed along to the FBI. Now, again, perfect world. The FBI may have so many things, so many irons in the fire. Maybe they just didn't have anybody who could go check him out. But it seems to me someone ought to go talk to this guy and say, you mind if I come in? And then you check around his room, and then you'd start looking at his, then a little bit more seriously to whatever.
Well, you got to have a warrant.
Well, that's what I said.
That can easily be gotten.
You ask, can I come in? And,
yeah,
and then you start checking.
I'm just saying that I understand that. You're right. And I'm not saying the FBI doesn't deserve blame here. I'm just telling you that these kinds of kids are in schools all over America.
Yeah.
And when you live in a free country, as I said, with 330 million people, whatever we have, and you have police departments and sheriff's offices and FBI offices that are overwhelmed with stuff night after night or day after day after day, they're just, and you have a constitutional due process.
Yeah.
It's after the fact, everybody goes, well, we knew, we told him he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, was the police supposed to go arrest people because somebody told them they were going to do, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
It's just, it's
yeah, there's an old science fiction movie with Tom Cruise called Minority Report, where they would arrest people before they committed a crime. And
right.
and that's you can't do that in this country.
Right. And
you've got to do something illegal.
I'm just saying that we need to be careful about what we promote, because you know, in the name of public safety, which everybody's for public safety, but you know, you do have,
there's such thing as due process.
Due process, you have individual rights, you have you know, those constitutional guarantees, those kinds of things that
are processes in place that should catch most of these things. Maybe you can't catch everything, and maybe, I don't know. I mean,
what would you have done with this young man? I guess maybe we're still learning. This
well,
young man.
Well, no, if you, there are things that could be done. If the FBI is notified of his potential criminal actions, then they can issue warrants and subpoenas and receive text messages, phone calls, social media posts, social media messages. And if somewhere in that is a threat to commit a crime, then they can be arrested.
What did he say? I want to be a school shooter?
Yeah, I don't know that they ever actually linked that to him before the shooting.
Right,
I know
I don't
think so. That was the guy down here in Mississippi.
Right.
And he had a YouTube account, and one of the comments on his YouTube account is this guy said, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. And
but he did sign his name, Nicholas Cruz.
He signed his name and spelled it just the way he spells his name. And the guy that owned the YouTube channel reported it to the FBI. But as far as I can tell, the FBI still couldn't find this Nicholas Cruz. He could have been anywhere in the world.
And I think the reason this criticism arises is because immediately following the tragedies, such tragedies, the FBI and local police come out on the microphone and they say, the key to this, to stopping tragedy, is if you see something, say something.
Right.
Which is true, but in this case, people did see something, they did say something, and the law enforcement, I guess, didn't transfer the message.
Either you need more law enforcement, but to answer your question, I think, Ed, it was yours. If I know that this student has posted threats, and I go in and he has guns, that might be enough for me to say, we're going to at least take the guns or get him into a mental health facility.
Yeah,
don't arrest him and throw him in with the general population
right.
at Supermax or anything. But take note. And now I think,
what do you
I
do
don't
in
know.
The case? What do you do in the case, Steve, of the shooter who gunned down the innocent people last night at the Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse.
So the difference there is the police are saying that was not random. It was all members of one family that were killed, and the guy came after them. He knew they'd all be together.
Students at the school were not random either. They were students at the school.
Well, But this guy knew and had a specific beef against the.
But what kind of gun control could you enact to stop the shooter in San Antonio at the steakhouse from killing?
I don't know. I don't know what gun he used. I don't know if he got it legally. But I don't think there are gun control measures.
Right. That's my point.
And I'm not. I don't know. We're not talking about gun control. We're just talking about the FBI following up on tips.
Yeah. Right. The gun control will make people feel good that you've done something, but I haven't seen yet a credible study or data right. that says that whatever they want to do is going to stop anything.
Right.
Maybe following and actually enforcing the laws that are already in the books would be a good start.
Well, they ought to let teachers carry.
There's yeah. some states that are doing that too.
What you need, in my opinion, you need to allow some, designated teachers in your school to be able to carry a weapon.
With some training, obviously.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Which you would for with a concealed carry anyway.
Absolutely, the highest training
that
you can get. Walker has the highest training you can get.
As a citizen.
What do you call that?
It's an enhanced carry license. Right,
enhanced carry. So you train and you pay them, just like you pay them to drive a school bus extra whatever. You pay them extra to be, in essence, a security guard. On campus, and you do that for public schools. You could do it per students, per number of students. You got 100 students. You have one carry.
I'm guessing that for some people who know that that's what's in Broward County, for example, that's what they do at all the schools. They're going to pick a different school.
Yeah. You can't have. It's not the same. I don't believe. Yes, an armed. A uniformed officer. Visually does make a difference on the impact on kids at school, I think. But at the same time, if as someone was saying on Sandy Rios' show this morning, her guest was saying that's the first target.
Well, I'm not talking about uniform. I'm talking about your idea of having the teachers. Mm-hmm. Once word gets out that in Broward County every school has teachers
that are carrying
I'm guessing that someone who wants to copycat and kill as many people as they want, they're going to pick a school that doesn't have that.
Maybe, although most of these guys are suicidal to begin with, so I don't know that they would care if they were gunned down.
At a minimum, school districts like here locally that have what they call school resource officers.
Right.
These are school resource officers. Their sole job is, quote, security for the school. That's what they do every day during the school year. I think it would be minimum cost. You could probably raise private funds to send the current resource officers who are unarmed to the police academy and have them go through the entire police academy for 8 weeks or whatever and get all kind of training on laws, on self-defense. That way they are as trained as they can be and then arm them because they're already there anyways. That's not that much additional funds.
Yeah, but in this this kind of situation, all I'm saying is, and I don't in any way mean to sound unsympathetic or callous toward the situation that happened in Florida. I'm just saying all these emotional responses you get from people, which are understandable, often are not real life solutions to a problem that I just, even in the case we're talking about, let's say you had a few teachers who were carrying, trained and everything. That's great. Did they have stopped this guy last week? Probably not.
Well, there have been instances where people have people with
yes. Sometimes it. I'm not saying don't school. Do it. I'm yeah. not saying don't do it.
The
I'm
new life saying, shooting in Colorado was one where they had an armed security guard on.
But you start taking you start going inside a theater in the dark and start firing. Who knows who the good guy and bad guy is? I'm just saying that a lot of these things are so complicated. It's not an easy solution, but the left tries to make it easy by saying gun control, and everybody gun control. Without defining exactly what it is they're talking about. All right, have a great afternoon, folks. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we shall see you back tomorrow.